Good morning. 6:30, yeah, 6:38 this morning. 65 degrees on a blue sky morning on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. Yeah. Another day. I got up early this morning. I got up at 5 instead of 6 or 6:30. Your God told me 7 o'clock. The summer heat has descended. It's been over 100 the last 2 days. It's supposed to be over 100 again today. I'm going to be out driving in it. And the AC is out in my van. So it goes. I'll have to use the Kia and hope that the AC in that car doesn't crap out on me. I need to get the van into the shop. It was a lot easier when there were two drivers in the house. At the moment, I'm the only driver. Aside from the kid with the learning permit. Ah, it is lovely. 65, reaching for 100 and 105 before the day is out. But right at the moment, a little light breeze, some cool morning air. It's quite lovely. So, Henry's Harbor, I'm into book. Am I into book 4? I think so. Some interesting developments. This is definitely an Andrew Karavik book. Even his adult characters seem a little YA. I gotta say, the story, the plot line is well developed. Lots of little markers all the way through for things that will come back and bite Henry in the butt. A book or two later. But I have a whole bunch of books lined up behind this. I'm really looking forward to. So we'll see how this goes. I haven't been reading quite as much. I'm under 20 hours last week. No Man's Sky, of course. The new playthrough is going rather well. I've gone off the reservation. I have stopped basically following the directives. I need to get back to it. I've been trying to get set up with a decent ship or two. I built my Corvette. Oh, the coach. I found an A-class interceptor. I found an S, but it wasn't as good as the A. Morning, morning.
How are you?
Doing good, doing you?
Doing well, thanks. Yeah, hang in there.
You too. Yeah, it's definitely much nicer to walk before 7 than after. Don't really have anything tugging on my talking bump this morning. I'm up, I'm out, I'm moving. I'm recording. Tedious. I want to post the photo and Flickr wants me to log in again. The app apparently updated. The square with the little two buttons is now Google Eyes. I'm not exactly sure what the point of this whole thing was, but apparently, and I don't remember telling it to, but apparently it updated, and when it did, it lost my credentials. And of course, I don't have them with me, so I have to go home and log in on the phone. And then post the picture. It's a nice picture, sun barely up above the horizon. It's still not that high. It's only been, what, a little more than an hour, so it's about 15 degrees above the horizon. Which means there's lots of luscious shade. Blue sky. It's a very blue sky. It's not the dark blue, just blue. So yeah, No Man's Sky. Set up my first mine. Found a good copper load. Found a good power node. Need to see if there's anything else around that power node I can tap into. I don't have anything really to talk about this morning. I kind of blew off Scribes and Makers this morning when I went to do my updates. They occasionally have some interesting prompts on Scribes and Makers. And when I find them interesting, I contribute. And when I don't, I don't. Lately, I think I'm more in the don't camp. Don't camp. Some of them are interesting. Some of them are more geared toward makers than scribes, which is cool. I like seeing how they answer some of these questions. It's like, do you have a favorite size for paper books? And I'm like, not. And then I realized, yeah, actually I do, but not for books I read, for the books I produce. I always go 6x9. 6x9 gives me a little more room, fewer pages, so the production costs are lower, which means the list price is lower, and that's something I go for. Coming up when I get ready, stay with me. Monk post. Even as it is, those paperbacks are just they're really for people who read more than a book a week, less than a book a week. 15, 20 bucks a book. Well, I guess some of them are 11. But still, week after week, that adds up pretty fast. Yes. Blow your winds in the morning, blow your winds, hi-ho. I got a nice breeze right in my face. Clear away the running gear, blow your winds, hi-ho. Ah, here comes this. Familiar face, another familiar face. Good morning. An odd place for trash can. It's not the first time I've seen it here. Facing the wrong way in the middle of the block. Interesting. Good morning. Somebody else over here. Morning. Wearing a Yale t-shirt. I'm referring to the Yale man. Still recording. My legs are tired this morning. My hips don't lie. I just complain a lot. The light is nice this morning. It's because the sun isn't up so all the way yet. Well, it is, but we've got enough atmosphere between me and it at the moment that it doesn't feel quite as broiler-like. And long, long, long shadows. That one little maple tree is casting a shadow six times. Three times its own height. This big spruce here in the corner is, shadow reaches up halfway up the block. Gotta love it. Keeping the day cool. It'll heat up fast enough. I wonder what fresh hell Monday will bring this week. Doesn't matter. As long as I got electricity, as long as my computer stays running, even if it doesn't, I can get the material off it. Even if I have to jack in, take the hard drive out. Head north here. That's the intermediate wheat grass going. Still green. Still green. Little dogs. Morning. I think my cat is bigger than either one of those dogs. A little gray-haired lady wearing plaid pajama bottoms and a Styx t-shirt. There are parts of living here in Colorado that are sometimes difficult. I fought with the school as long as my kids were in school, because part of their grade in elementary school was community service. And I wrote a letter to the school and said, yeah, look, I know this is a requirement, but community service is a penalty. It's what we give people who've broken the law. When undertaken on your own to give back to the community, that's one thing. Being forced to do it? I get that they're trying to inculcate the habit young. So that when the kids grow up, they have some sense of it. But what lesson is that? Oh yeah, we're going to punish you if you don't do it. So when the punishment goes away, when the threat of punishment goes away, do you keep doing it? Maybe it's just, you know, New England cussedness or something, but my answer is not simply no. But, oh hell no. It's one of the reasons I have trouble with the way they teach reading in school. Siphon all the fun out of it. Take all the control out of it. Prescribe what's going to be read. Tell them what they're supposed to think about it. Ask them what they think about it, and then correct them when they're wrong. Honestly, is it any wonder why reading is not more popular? Not to me. Anyway, look, I made it. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.